The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
I'm joined by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Pat.
A holiday weekend beckons, and sure as eggs are eggs, at whatever price, we'll hear about fatalities on Irish roads maybe after the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a heartbreak at the end of a long weekend, and you look back at some of those unnecessary tragedies that we statistically know are coming. I think it's interesting that if you ask people when is the most dangerous time of the year, they'll kind of say, oh, Christmas time, winter, you know, icy roads, drink driving. Actually, there's a peak in the deaths in the summer months, and it's quite associated with hot weather. We sometimes see it in July and August. We've good weather at the moment. We're heading into the Maybank holiday weekend. We're a little bit ahead statistically of where we were on road deaths last year. But you can see the patterns of behaviour change on weekends like this. I mean, for example, lots of young people out and about in parks, on canal banks, in the sunny weather. The banks of the Grand Canal a couple of weeks ago looked like a music festival with all the sort of young people there drinking and all of that sort of thing.
My own observation would be that the most reckless kind of drivers appear to be the N drivers. They pass their test, but they really don't have the experience to drive properly, and they do all sorts of mad things.
Yeah, you can see it, and actually you see that in the insurance data as well. There's this sort of danger spot, if you like, where you're road legal and technically competent, but what you don't have is experience, and you're prone to all of those sort of inexperienced type mistakes, like misjudging a situation on a sunny day with crowds of people around. So the big shout out from the Road Safety Authority, it is sunny weather. People, you know, take chances with alcohol, travel patterns are different. Please be safe if you're out and about. They're also making a particular call on motorbikes, Pat. Maybe just worth a quick minute on that. It's been a very poor year so far for motorbike deaths. 54 Irish people have died so far on the roads this year, 10 of them on motorbikes, which is almost alarming. Now, obviously,
Not necessarily 17-year-olds. Some of them are very experienced bikers.
Yeah, now it does skew still towards young and males. So males under 34 are still overrepresented. But there's a pattern, and you know it's sort of the born-again biker, if you like, tends to be a relatively affluent, perhaps middle-aged guy. A lot of those people use their bikes very responsibly. They go out in groups, they'll have a road captain, they'll do all their safety stuff, have all their equipment. There'll be plenty of those out and about on the Maybank holiday weekend. But on two wheels, you are desperately vulnerable to somebody else's mistake. You have to do the other driver's anticipation as well as your own. So I think the shout out from the RSA is be prepared on that and just accept that the machine
Whenever I'm on my motorbike, it would be always looking ahead. Is someone going to open a car door? Is someone going to come out of a driveway? Because you're much more sensitive to your environment than you are cocooned in a car.
Yeah, and you are much, much more vulnerable. I mean, I feel it on an ordinary push bike. I don't use a motorbike. I wouldn't trust myself. I'd fall off the damn thing, and it does feel dangerous. So they're not for everybody. But for those who love their biking, I mean, great, the freedom of the open road, all the good stuff. But you do have to be desperately careful.
And there'll be a huge number of people attending the Northwest 200 in Northern Ireland. Yeah. Thousands and thousands of motorbikers will make their way there.
Yeah. And look, this is brilliant. I mean, that is a fabulous sporting event. Long, long tradition going back to the 20s. There will be 90,000 people there. They love their motorsport in Northern Ireland, particularly on two wheels. So good luck to them. But it'll be a weekend for the biker enthusiast across the island. So if you're out and about in a car, be prepared, you'll see them.
Now tell me about the drop in uninsured vehicles on Irish roads.
A really good news story, and this is something you and I have spoken about on and off for years, Pat, and it's the proper implementation of the database for the Gardaí so they can see who's insured and who's not. They've only recently got that live in an effective manner, and there's an analysis from the MIBI, and they pay all the claims when the driver's uninsured, and we all chip into that fund, but they do an analysis and they've concluded that the number of uninsured drivers is down nearly 50%, which is an incredible result. I mean, if they look at their 23 and 24 data, you had in the order of 8.3% of all the vehicles on the road were uninsured for one reason or another. It's a terrible bloody number. But immediately that figure is reduced down. Well, it's the MIBI's analysis. So they do have to make some statistical assumptions, etc. But they keep their methodology the same. They can track it year on year. And they know because they process all the claims that involve an uninsured driver. So they've got a lot of data points there that, would lead you to be
making assumptions about the proportion of people who against whom claims are made who are uninsured, and they extrapolate that up to the entire population. Now, we don't know whether uninsured drivers are perhaps more careless, more feckless than insured drivers. So
you've got a pretty good statistical proxy there, and you know that's very good data that they can analyse. And as I say, they keep their methodology the same and roll it on year by year. So even if you could, you know, haggle on the numbers, there's no doubt that the incidence appears to be reducing, and it's 100% down.
Now, we know you have to provide your driver number to renew, and not alone get a new policy, but renew your policy. Yeah. How long? I suppose one calendar year will be enough for that system to be in place, for it to be totally viable.
You would think so. And you can mop up the stragglers then. It may have a long tail on it, but you'll certainly get the vast, vast bulk across in 1 year. And that, again, will strengthen the guard's hand. So if you project down a year or so, any guard the car, as you drive past it, can automatically read the registration number, see if it's insured, taxed, NCT'd, and see who's insured to drive it by driver number. And that's the sort of tool.
There was one thing I wanted to ask you about in terms of if I want to borrow your car, for example, my insurance policy will probably allow me to drive your car.
Yes.
With your permission.
Correct.
If I take your car, I'm not insured, but they will insure my driving, not necessarily the vehicle, but my driving. So how will the guards handle that? You've got, stranger number four in the car who says, oh yeah, I have Connor's approval to drive this car.
Well, there you go. And if you do, that's fine per the terms of your insurance. The way that works, by the way, is it's open driver. You might have driving other cars in your policy. So you can borrow my car, provided my car has valid insurance in its own right. So the car itself must have proper insurance paid for it. And then, yes, I can let another driver with an open drive or with
a
driver.
But they have to have their policy.
They have to have their
policy. Presumably the guards
can
say, what's your name? Yeah. Let's see. And clickety-click, they can find out what's
their insurance. So if I have my policy on my old Skoda and Pat is borrowing it, the guard can see the policy on my Skoda, and provided they have Pat's driver number and you have your policy, we're all good.
Great stuff. Conor Faulkner, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.